Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up this morning and starting on my way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for our 144.5 listeners. And we have some more added in. Prayer warriors, we are praying. Yes, we are. We are praying without ceasing. What a mighty God we serve. And we have a beautiful, beautiful message for you today. Yes, indeedy. God gave me this message, and we're going to share it with you on this day. Thank you, God. Tell a friend to tune into Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Tuesday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and God is doing an awesome, awesome job. We are praying with you and for you. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, we're going to have some praise and worship this morning. We're going to do a prayer right now. Then we're going to go into our scripture, our praise and worship music, and our lesson for today. Hallelujah. And some more praying. The Word of God says pray without ceasing. And we've been obedient to the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. He said judgment is going to begin in the house of the Lord. Thank you, God. You got to get your house in order. And I talk about your house, your shelter. I talk about your physical house, your spiritual house. Get it in order. Amen. Don't look at nobody else. What they say, clean up your own backyard. Thank you, God. Stop pointing fingers at other people. And you know what? When you point those fingers, you got, what, four pointing back at you? So we thank God. We just thank God and glorify God and magnify him. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services located at 5126 Bel Air Road. Hallelujah. Thank God for the man of God, the woman of God, and all of those that are faithfully working with him. We thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. Harry P. Close Funeral Services. Thank you, Jesus. Give him a call at 410-327-3100. 410-327-3100. He's there in time of need. When your loved one is going home to be with the Lord, give Harry P. Close a call at 410-327-3100. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the man of God, his family, his co-workers, and those that are faithfully by his side. We bless his two sons. We pray faithfully for them and his daughters. We pray faithfully for them. Yes, God is a God that could do anything but fail. He's there to support you, comfort you, and to lead you in the right direction. Don't forget about Shanita Kelly, our realtor. Give her a call at 410-854-0977. If you're in the market of selling your home you're now living in, or if you'd like to purchase a new home, she'll help you get those finances lined up. Yes, she is a woman of God, a praying woman of God. Shanita Kelly, our realtor and broker, licensed in several states. 410-854-443. Let me get that together. 443-854-0977. The devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. Thank God for Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, 2103 North Charles Street. Master electrician also has a barber on site, 2103 North Charles Street, a praying man of God, distributing fresh bread to our community. If you stand in need of fresh bread, give him a call, 443-449-3631. We got it now, 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, Master Electrician, that beautiful, beautiful natural hair that the God has given us. We thank God. It's a shame that the pastor law so they wouldn't interfere with us wearing our hair natural on our jobs. But God is able, and he's an on-time God. Dr. David Gaines also is a barber on site, but you got to call, get an appointment, 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, and also has a barber on site. A praying man with a praying wife, and we're praying for you, Sister Gaines. God is a healer. God is able. And you know what? God can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. Call upon the name of Jesus. Ask the Savior to help you. On-time God. Yes, he is. So this morning, we want to pray for you. We're going to do some more praying. That's what it's all about. Father, we thank you for those that are listening this morning. We thank you, Father God, for those that count it not robbery to wake up early in the morning to hear what thus says the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from last night's fires, thieves, floods, tornadoes. We thank you right now, Father God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And for those, Father God, that have been affected by the floods and the tornadoes and the fires, we pray, Father God, that you restore all that they have lost. We thank you for the lives that are still, families that are still intact. We thank you right now, Father God. We glorify you and we magnify you in the midst of all our trials and tribulations. We still give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Yes, we do. Thank you, God, because you're faithful. You're faithful to us. You sent your only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. And we're grateful to you, Father, because you have that unconditional love, agape love. We thank you for your faithfulness, for your love, for your compassion that you have for your people. And we thank you right now for your healing hand of mercy, for healing someone under the sound of my voice, healing someone from HIV/AIDS, healing someone from cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, throat cancer, bone cancer, cancer on their tongue. We thank you for healing them right now. Healing someone from arthritis, severe back pain, migraine headaches. Thank you, God. Someone's been suffering with those migraine headaches for years and years and years. And you touch them and heal them. We thank you right now, Father God, for that individual that may be in the hospital about to go through surgery. Touch the surgeon, the doctors, the anesthesiologists, the nurses. Touch them right now, Father God. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Father God, for the Holy Spirit being right there with them in an operating room. We thank you for the hand of God touching them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Let the Spirit of the Almighty God penetrate our minds, our spirit, and our souls. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our lives right now. We count it not robbery, Father God, to praise you, to glorify you, to magnify you. We welcome you into our homes. We welcome you into our children's lives. We welcome you to our family. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for accepting us this morning. We thank you right now for what you've already done. If you don't do another thing, we thank you right now for what you've already done. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. in the midst of our trials and tribulations, in the midst of our situations. Touch right now and heal. Glory be to God. Those that have lost loved ones, yes, this past year, on yesterday, we pray, Father God, because you told us to pray, and we are being obedient to your word. And as we pray, we're going to trust you and never doubt, because you will surely bring us out. Let your spirit reign in our homes. Let your spirit reign on our jobs. Let your Holy Spirit reign in our neighborhoods. We thank you right now, because with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Are you a believer? Thank you, God. For the believers that are on the sign, thank you, God, as we touch and agree for deliverance from drug addiction, alcoholism. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for healing the individual that wanted to commit suicide, but not on our watch. Lay down that knife. Stop cutting your wrist, my dear one. Thank you, Jesus, for healing that dear person. Stop cutting your wrist. God has a plan for your life, and that plan will come into fruition. Have them to lay down those illegal weapons that they've been firing in their homes, in the schools, in the churches, as we walk down the streets, the country roads. Have them to lay down their illegal weapons in the name of Jesus. Touch those individuals. Let them see life as valuable, and their lives are valuable. We pray for those that are behind bars this morning, that the prison will become a place of worship. Touch the warden. Touch the prison guards. Touch the doctors, the psychologists. Touch them right now, Father God, the cooks, those that clean the prisons. Touch all of those, Father God, that are in the prisons. They may be guilty. Those that are innocent, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let them worship you. Let them fall on bended knees and cry out to Jesus Christ. Not to Buddha, not to Muhammad, but let them cry out to Jesus Christ, the Almighty Living God. Someone's son is being freed on this day. Make a way out of no way for them, a job, food to eat. But most of all, let them give you the praise, the honor, and the glory as they're released from prison, as they stand before the judge, as they stand before the lawyer. Let them surrender their life to you. And we thank you right now, Father God, for that son and that daughter, that mother, that father, that sister, that brother, that cousin, that aunt, that uncle, that grandfather, being released from prison on this day. Let them surrender their life to you. Let them yield to you. Let them cry out to you. We thank you, Father God, for touching that individual that's been suffering with mental illness. We come against bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenia, depression. We come against those spirits and send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. There's no mental illness in the body of Christ. Touch their mind right now, because you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Glory be to God. Regulate that mind. Someone's confused this morning, not knowing which direction to go in. Touch that mind right now and let them cry out to you and yield to you and surrender to you. Be committed to you, the ways of the Almighty Living God. We know you can do it, Father. We believe. You made believers out of us. We're not survivors. We thank you, Father God. We're conquerors. Thank you, God, because your son conquered those sins on the cross. And we thank you right now that we're conquerors. We're not just survivors. We are men and women of God. We're kings and queens. We're walking the epistles, carrying the word of God in our hearts. And we thank you right now for an opportunity to share the word of God with someone on our jobs, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in the hospital, the nursing home, the assisted living facilities. We thank you right now, Father God, for sending your spirit, Almighty God, your living God, your God that's everywhere. And we thank you right now, omnipresent, yes, omniscient. You're with us everywhere, at all times. And we thank you right now that somebody is surrendering their life to you right now, that somebody's giving up on the ways of the world, that somebody is crying out to you saying, what must I do to be saved? And you said in your word that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let's go to the book of Malachi, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. And that's what he's doing in Baltimore City. He's going to return and build the desolate places. Thus says the Lord of hosts. They shall build, but I will throw down. And they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord have indignation. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. Magnify the Lord, my dear ones, this morning. Magnify him in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tribulations. You magnify the Lord. No matter what it looks like, you magnify God. You lift up your hands and you praise him. You glorify him. You magnify him. It's not what it looks like. A son honored his father, and a servant his master. Father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts, unto you, O priests that despise my name? And ye say, wherein have ye despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread unto mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that we say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if we offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto the governor. Will he be pleased unto thee, or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts? And now I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This have been by your means. Will he regard your persons, saith the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on mine altar for naught. Pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, and that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat. Ye say also, behold, what a weirdness it is that ye have shuffled at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye brought that which was torn and lame, and the sick, thus ye brought an offering. Shall I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cured by the deceiver, which have in his flock by a male, and vowed and sacrificed it unto the Lord, a corrupt thing. For I am a great, the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Our God is a great king, and his name is dreadful among the heathen. The heathen don't want to hear the name of Jesus Christ. The heathen don't want to hear how good God is. The heathen don't want to know that God is a healer. The heathen don't want to know that God has delivered you. The heathen don't want to hear he will never leave you nor forsake you. The heathen don't want to hear that God is good. The heathen don't want to hear that God is a God that could do anything but fail. The heathen don't want to hear that you're trusting in God. The heathen don't want to hear that you're worshiping a mighty God. The heathen don't want to hear that God has healed you. The heathen don't want to hear that God is with you. My God, my God, my God, we are praying for those that despitefully use you. We're praying for those that have forsaken you. We're praying without ceasing. That was the book of Malachi. Somebody was blessed this morning, hearing that word from the book of Malachi. I want you to read that the rest of this week. Get into your spirit, your mind, your soul. The book of Malachi, the first chapter. Let's go into a psalm of protection, y'all. I have not forgotten about that. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely I shall deliver. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the follower and the nuisance of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thank you, God. His truth. I like that. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. And he shall cover thee. Covering is Jesus Christ. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. Watch out, y'all. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with what? Thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. There's a reward for the wicked. And I pray that you're not one of the wicked ones. You ain't got to do a thing. You ain't got to lift up a finger. God has a reward for the wicked. And don't pray to God that I want to wait and see what's going to happen. No, you don't want to wait and see what's going to happen to them. That's God's business. You might be lying on your sickbed still waiting to see what God is going to do to your enemy. Don't pray that prayer, my dear ones. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I hear people say, oh, his day is coming, or her day is coming. Let God take care of that. Glory be to God. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set what? His love upon me. Y'all got to make it personal. Personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. My sisters and my brothers, don't you worry about a thing. Why worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can put everything in God's hands? God already knows what's going to happen to you today. He already knows what's going to happen to you tomorrow. He knows which direction you're going to take. That's why you need to rise up early in the morning and seek the Lord. Ask him to lead and direct you. Ask him to show you the way. And don't stray to the left or to the right. Walk that straight and narrow path. I hear people saying, something told me. If you are a man or woman of God, told me. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Spirit of God is speaking to you. And give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Give him the credit, not something. The Holy Spirit speaks to you, just like he speaks to the pastor, the bishop, the apostle, the ministers. The Holy Spirit speaks to you too. And he speaks to children. A little child can lead you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you want to be used by God, he'll use you right where you are. Be receptive to his word. Be obedient to his spirit. And live the life that God has designed for you to live. Thank you, Jesus. I know a lot of folk that know the word of God inside out, know where to find every chapter, can recite it by heart, but not living the life. Are you living the life that God has designed for you to live today? I pray that you are. And God is a God of second chance. You know, some of us even give us second, third, fourth, fifth chances. Ask God to lead and direct you, and he will show you the way. He is the way out. He is the way maker. Yes, he is. And God will take care of you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God will take care of you. You said you trust him. Never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. God will take care of you. Somebody need to hear that this morning. God will bless you with favor. He's blessing someone with favor right now. God will make a way out of no way for those bills to be paid. God will make a way out of no way. Yes, he will. He did it for me, and he'll do it for you. Yes, he will be a friend when you have not a friend. He'll be a husband to you. He'll be a wife to you. He'll be a sister and a brother, a lawyer in the courtroom, the almighty judge, your doctor,
your surgeon. Yes, he is a way maker. Somebody said, I don't know what I'll do. Cry out to God. Trust God. It may not be easy, but you still trust him. And let him know, God, I am trusting in you in this situation. God, I am trusting in you to deliver me. God, I am trusting you to make a way out of no way. God, I am putting my son, my daughter, in your hands. God, I'm putting my sister and my brother in your hands, my husband or my wife in your hands. God, I'm putting my children in your hands. I'm putting my boss in your hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. My God, my God, my God. God is doing something for someone right now. God, touch that dear child that's confused. Touch them right now. Regulate that mind, Father God. Dear Jesus, touch that homeless individual that's been walking the streets all night long, not knowing which direction to go in. Touch them, Father, right now. Let them yield to you. Let them surrender to you. They're out there on the streets, and they don't have to be. They are men and women that know the Lord. Father, touch their minds right now. Touch their hearts. Father God, give them a made-up mind, begging, but yield to you, the Almighty Living God. We thank you right now for what you're doing in someone's life. Taking them out of their shelters. Giving them their own room. Giving them their own apartment. And providing them with a job, so that they can make ends meet, trusting in you. We know you could do it. Somebody's bills are being paid. We thank you right now for making a way out of no way with transportation for someone, for a vehicle. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now for touching our children as they go to school, summer camp, providing them with jobs. They don't need to be wiping off windshield wipers and begging. Touching the squeezy kids, Father God. Some of our adults. We thank you, Father God, for touching their minds right now. Let them know they don't need to be on the streets selling drugs. They don't need to be on the streets prostituting. We thank you right now for your hand of mercy and grace. We're crying out to you. We're depending on you. Touch and heal. Anoint someone to do the work you've called them out to do. Anoint our carpenters, our plumbers, station workers, Sister Greta and the other members of the Postal Service. Anoint them as they walk the streets. UPS workers that are thinking about going on strike. Come into the midst, Father God, of that situation and correct it. Father God, touch our homemakers, mothers that are in the homes, taking care of their children and their spouse. Bless them, Father God, whatever they stand in need of. And let the children be obedient to their parents. The Word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father. You may not agree with them, but the Word of God says, honor. And we thank you right now for touching Mother Annie Green, touching Sister Esther. Continue to bless her and give her the strength. Bless her with the gift of discernment as she prayed on that prayer line. Prayer warriors of New Union Baptist Church that are praying without ceasing. Bless them with the gift of discernment on that prayer line. And send no one on that prayer line that want to cause evil or harm. Send those, Father God, that want to bless someone with a word from the Lord. Bless AJ, Chaplain Thomas. We pray, Father God, for the Haney family, the Mills family, the Logan family, Mother Rosetta. We're praying for you. God is able. God is a good God. He will keep you and lead you and guide you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father, right now. Deacon Spain, Deacon Terry, Deacon Price, God is with you all in the loss of your wives. God is right there. He's a comforter. Bless them. Watch over them and keep them. Let them continue to call out to you, the Almighty Living God. Let them continue to worship you. We're praying for you, Deaconess Yarbrough. God is with you, my dear one. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Strengthen her and guide her and lead her and direct her. Deaconess Johnson, God is with you. Yes, he is. Deaconess Close, let the Lord lead and guide and direct you. Let the Lord comfort you. Yes, he will. He will bless you and your children. He is blessing you and your children, grandchildren. Put them in God's hands. He said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, God. Bless the Mills family. Bless them, Father God. The Stokes family. The Green family, the Hightower family, touch them one by one, individually and collectively. Touch them, Father God. You know what they stand in need of. You know what they stand in need of. Grant them peace that surpasses all understanding. Grant them peace that surpasses all understanding. Touch the Hickman family, Reverend Maybelle Hickman, and the loss of her son, Gary Lee, going home to be with the Lord. He's traveled this journey long enough. And we thank you, Father God, that he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Bless the family as they celebrate his life on today. Let there be peace in that family on this day. Those that have traveled from South Carolina, Virginia, North Carolina, bless the families that have traveled to come to Baltimore to celebrate the life of Gary Lee. We thank you right now for his sisters and his brothers by his mother's side. Yes, we pray for you, Pastor Hickman. God is able. Pastor Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, God is able and God is with you. We know it has not been easy, but you've been traveling this road a long time, and we know that God is with you every step of the way. We thank you, God, for Pastor Rosie Cobia. Comfort her in the loss of her sister. Comfort her of her niece, her loved one. Comfort them. We know that you're able, Father God. You're still in the midst of their lives. And we thank you right now. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Guide us and lead us today. Order our footsteps. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch Michael Farmer. Touch his mind, his spirit, and his soul together with the love of Jesus Christ. Bring marriages together all over the world. Husbands and wives, be on one accord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Elder Annette Smith. Elder Don Smith. We thank you right now. We thank you, Father God. You ordain marriage. Let them be at peace with one another, Father God. for blessing Elder Pastor Linda Smith. Comfort her, Father God. Bless her in a very special way. Touch Mother Annie Green, mother of New Union Baptist Church. Bless her, Father God. Touch her mind. Let her have a mind stayed on thee. Let her know that you're a way maker. Let her know that you're a healer. Let her know that you're a deliverer. Let her know you've been with her 92 years and you have not leave, you have not left her. Be with our seniors. Mother Murray Robinson, 99 years old, of Wayland Baptist Church. Bless Mother Mary Robinson, her daughter Wanda, her grandchildren, Shanita, her great-grandchildren. Touch them individually and collectively. Rael, Zariel, Diamond, we are praying for you. Let the Spirit of God speak to our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. May the Spirit of God go from generation to generation to generation. May God order their footsteps, make their way easy and successful. We pray for the churches, Father God. We pray for the body of Christ, that the Spirit will reign in every church, every mass, every temple. We pray for the Catholic Church, Father God, that you will make things right as they repent to you. We pray for the men and women of God all over the world, Afghanistan, Europe, Egypt. We're praying all over the world. Prayer warriors that are lifting up the name of Jesus on one accord, the seven. Thank you, God. We're all on one accord. South Africa, West Africa, Ukraine, Russia. We are praying that God will do what nobody else can do. We are praying for our President of the United States, Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We are praying that you will touch him, lead him, and guide him. Protect him from seen and unseen danger. Glory, hallelujah. Give him a made-up mind to serve you. Give him a made-up mind to do what thus says the Lord. Let him be a blessing to the people as he traveled near and far. We pray, Father God, for our senators, our congressmen. We lift them up, delegates, council persons. We lift up our governors and our mayors, that they will cry out to you, the Almighty Living God, as they make rules and regulations to govern our lives. For we know, Father God, the word of God will change people. Not rules and regulations, because they change every season. But the word of God never changes. So we're praying that the Spirit of God will reign into the hearts, the minds, and the Spirit of God, the people of God, that your Spirit will rain down upon this earth and touch each and every individual. Touch our police officers, our military, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the National Guard, the Honor Guard, the Coast Guard. Touch our military as they volunteer to protect our country. Touch their wives and husbands who are at home with the children. Touch our military, Father God. Touch every officer, every soldier, every sailor. Touch them right now, Father God. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Make a way out of no way. Bless them, guide them, and lead them and direct them. We know that God is able. We know that God is able. I want you to hear me this morning. God can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody is being delivered. Somebody's being set free. And we got to learn how to get released from other people. Thank you, God. Get released from other people. Somebody's holding you back. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the problem is to get others to release you emotionally from their possessiveness and dominating spirit. There's some dominating spirits in this world. We belong to God. I've heard pastors in churches say, my people, and get upset when somebody leave the church. And I often say to them, people belong to God. They don't belong to you. Yes, we all belong to God. And that's why we got to be led by the Spirit of God, not man. This can come secretly as you speak words of release that cause them subconsciously to free you, dominating possessive spirits. Yes, some people have very possessive spirits. My God, my God, my God. And I release you from that dominating possessive spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. You're God's woman. You're God's man. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to repeat this after me this morning. You know who the person is that's trying to dominate you, that think that you are their property? Uh-uh. Slavery time is over. You're nobody's property. You say that person's name and repeat after me. Say that person's name and repeat after me. You now fully and freely release me. You loose me and let me go. You let go and let God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There may be another person. You say that person's name. You now fully and freely release me. You loose me and let me go. You let go and let God. There may be a third person. You say that person's name and repeat after me. You now fully and freely release me. You loose me and let me go. You let go and let God. Somebody's living under an abusive situation. Uh-huh. You have been abused long enough. And God wants you to trust him. You say that person's name. You now fully and freely release me. You loose me and let me go. You let go and let God. Thank you, Jesus. If there's a need for freedom both ways, you might declare. Repeat after me. You may be that dominating possessive person trying to control somebody's life. I want you to repeat after me. You know who you are. Christ in us is our releasing power. Christ in us, our releasing power. For situations that need freedom from a number of personalities, I want you to declare this morning. Christ in this situation is its releasing power. Say it again. Somebody's being freed up this morning. Thank you, God. Situation is its releasing power. Somebody's in prison in their own home. My God, my God, my God. God is releasing you this morning from that controlling spirit in your own home, in your job, in your neighborhood, even in your church. Yes, I said it, even in your church. Uh-huh. Christ in this situation, it's releasing power. Yes, we got some controlling spirits in the body of Christ. I want y'all to know that this morning. As you daily declare prayers of release, the freedom will come. Sometimes all of a sudden, sometimes more slowly, often severe unpleasantness cuts clean the release. But that severe unpleasantness is like the connected with physical healing.